But the motherland.
Yes, this is the motherland. Okay. Well, moving on, let's go to a dark lager.
Yes.
This one is called Bone Shirt. This one is only 4.9% ABV, so we're dropping that a little. A traditional take on the German-style black lager. It's crisp and smooth. It has roasty character in favor of a clean hop and delicate malt flavor, inspired by the black lagers that they've imbibed in Germany. Good for them.
A Schwarzbier?
Schwarzbier!
Let the Schwarzbier jokes begin.
That's right. Es ist wichtig.
May the Schwarz be with you.
It is beautiful. They got a streak going here.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing is, a lot of times lower gravity beers sometimes are lacking in flavor if they're not executed properly. Right. That has not been the case with any of these. They're just bursting at the seams.
And we're coming off of a beer that just had a bunch of flavor, too.
Mm-hmm. And you still can get good things out of this beer.
And I feel like this is a style that's starting to get some love. I did a little traveling over Thanksgiving and hit Sam Adams. In Cincinnati.
They
had stuff there you can't buy in the grocery store. They had a nice black lager. There were a couple other breweries we hit in Cincy that all had black lagers on.
Yeah.
Then we ended up the last day of the weekend in Memphis, went to Soul and Spirits, and they had a killer black lager on. So I feel like it's starting to get some traction.
Yeah, Schwartz beers, and then
it's
those
delicious.
Those,
it's a good time of year for it, too.
Dark Czech lagers. Yeah. I've had two or three of those this year, and those are... It's a good stuff.
Yeah, Shiner usually did their Bohemian Black Lager, I think, this time of year. So
I haven't seen that one this year.
I haven't
seen
it either, yeah. But I'll be on the lookout for it because, it's always been tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do a good job with them.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful style, especially in the fall.
Yeah.
You know, when everybody's drinking, you know, thinking about stouts and porters, throw in these black lagers on your list. You're going to enjoy
them. Yeah, black lager and a Rausch beer.
And it's so interesting because I just took a bite of a Ritz cracker to kind of cleanse my palate. And this just like cut right through the butter like that. It was just nice.
It's like butter.
Yeah. I'm just sad that we don't have more of this. You know,
your mom that she's going to get a package from New York and she needs to forward it directly down here.
Oh,
full of holiday ornaments.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back with more in just a minute. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Welcome back, everyone. So today we are waxing poetic as we do a brewery takeover of Suarez Family Brewery in Hudson, New York.
And we want to know more about the Suarez's.
Soiree.
Mm-hmm. Ah, bueno. So it wouldn't surprise me if he did, because like we don't have any of the mixed fermentation stuff, but I have to imagine it's just as good.
Yeah, I've had, that's funny because the Suarez I've had up to now have all been the mixed firm stuff.
You've had it before.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Really good stuff.
Yeah. But all the while you're missing out on the good stuff.
I know, man.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times, you know, people are kind of known for mixed fermentation stuff. Turns out they can make really good clean beers too, you know, like our buddy Stick Rod, you know, here in town. So,
well, on the interwebs, thank God for Punch Magazine Online. I love them so much. There is a little article here about the Suarez Family Brewery. At the Suarez Family Brewery, you will not find the kind of beers that owner and founder Dan Suarez refers to as the gimmick beers. And thank God for that.
No milkshake IPA?
No milkshake, no. And by that, he means the kind of adjunct-laden or excessively hot brews that, in his view, have defined the current beer zeitgeist for far too long. Yes. No stranger to the way the beverage has been increasingly fetishized, he formerly worked at Hill Farmstead. Ding, ding, ding.
I was right about that.
He founded the company a few years ago with the mission of bringing beer drinkers back to earth. And can I just say, he is now my patron saint.
Thank you so much.
I am firmly planted on terra firma. Yeah.
So
planet
today,
Suarez.
Yeah, really. I mean, we need to.
It's their planet. We're just living in it.
That's right.
And that's okay. I think we can all deal with
we're
it.
We're not worthy.
Right? So today the brewery focuses on just three different style categories. The crisp, unfiltered lagers in the German molds, such as the Palatine Pils and some others. Mixed culture fermented ales, otherwise known as country beers, that are aged in former wine barrels. And then what Suarez refers to as crispy little beers, which are the pale ales, which I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I know. And just an interesting little side note, what he wanted to be when he grew up, he wanted to be a children's book author.
Well, I'm glad he got rid of that crap. Yes. Stupid thing.
So, yay to that. Little backstory here on the Suarez family. Kind of neat.
If he can write kids' books as good as he can brew beer, man, I mean...
Okay.
There's hope for the kids.
That's right.
Yeah, right?
You can make kids' books about brewing beer.
That's true.
They need to know the process.
That's right. Or, you know, kids' books that come with a free six-pack or something along those lines.
Well, that would be for the parents who have to read the books to the kids.
Yes.
Oh, that's all I meant.
Yeah.
Story time will go much better with this six-pack. Yeah. Story time, children's story time, six pack pairings.
That's true.
That's got a nice ring to it. Yeah.
Would it be wrong to market non-alcoholic beer to kids?
Only if they don't drink it.
Okay. I agree.
Well, it's
that was a whole episode of Beavis and Butthead. Was that they got fit chased on non-alcoholic beer and it. I think the end conclusion was the cop called him a bunch of dumb holes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Placebo effect.
Well, before all this, we were talking about the Bone Shirt, the dark lager, which was.
That's
you know,
a weird name, by the way.
Bone Shirt?
Bones Shirt.
I'm all right with it.
I mean, I'm all right with them, just saying it's weird.
You got questions.
Well, it probably was released for Halloween, right? You know, the Bone Shirts like they, you know, wore in Karate Kid, you know, the
yeah. Probably is.
Yeah.
I thought it was maybe, you know, you actually made a shirt out of bones.
I mean, you do you.
Hey, I'm not saying I would. I'm just saying, you know, it'd be kind of cool.
Back to the beer. To the beer. Okay.
Whatever, dude.
So, I wonder if the base on this is similar to the Rausch. I mean, minus the fact of the smokiness.
Well, it's definitely a darker beer.
Right, right. So,
it's a good question. I mean, they definitely had some similarities in some of those little chocolatey notes we picked up.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It might be a similar style.
Maybe. I mean, all about the base. Well, but.
No trouble.
Of course.
Hey.
Here all day, folks. Here all day.
You'll be all right there, Sparky.
And we're doomed.
Broke Sparky.
Okay, I'm just saying I'm here for it. You know, if they use the same grains, I mean, minus, you know, the smoky ones, right. It's great. And
it's well done.
It is. And it goes with so many different types of food. I think that like this could also be a pale ale in a way. You know what I mean? Like it's just a darker pale ale. But again, going.
So that's not very pale.
No, it's not. But what I mean for dark people that like dark beers, you know, that roastiness. This is like a good gateway to anything, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
It's very light drinking.
My thought
beer.
Is
yes. Not thick or heavy.
No, but
and
so much
so
flavor.
So many people see a dark beer and I think it's going to be thick and heavy.
Right.
It's like motor oil.
No, this is really, it's refreshing.
Yes. And which is hard to say for...
Or a dark beer.
Okay. We are going to rate this a...
Wait, which beer are we rating?
The bone shirt.
The shirt made out of bones.
I thought we already did. Okay, yeah. Sure. I was there, but yeah, I'll be there. I don't care.
We're going to rate it a 4.
Okay. Guys, you need to make bone shirts a little better, okay? You almost made a 5, but it's only a 4. So it's only awesome, not life-changing.
Okay. Now let's go talk about Mrs. Frank.
Ms.
Frank. Sorry.
That's Ms. Frank. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Frank the Keller Bear. And again, we're dropping the ABV now to 4.7%.
It's based on beers from Franconia.
Exactly.
That's not even a real place.
Oh, it's real, baby.
Okay, thoughts?
Well, frankly, I think it's amazing. If I could be frank about it.
There you go. Wow. I'm just saying wow. And yes, it is. It is a region of Germany. It's kind of like in the middle.
Kind sort of like south middle.
Lower middle. Yeah.
The lower middle. And kind of around the belly button.
Yeah. Kind of like the belly button in
Germany. Yeah. Everybody knows about the belly button in Germany.
Yeah. It's
is that Berlin?
It's a German naval port.
Oh, that's more. Oh,
I see what you did there.
Oh.
Shame on you, sir.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Bandit.
This is maltier than anything we've had. Reminds me more of a Helles, where it's a little bit darker, breadier substance to it, and a lot less bitterness, but still very clean. It looks like it's being a Keller beer, probably not been filtered.
Which is fine. Absolutely fine.
Because the filtration's overrated.
That's true. That's very true.
But it's a very tasty beer.
Yes.
And I love beers in this style.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice break from the stuff we've been drinking because it's a little sweeter.
Well, sometimes you don't want bitter. And, you know, but, you need a little, but the maltiness of this is really what stands out.
Yeah. Just another easy beer. I mean, no wonder the Germans are so happy all the time.
I feel like you could pair this with some desserts.
Wait, what?
No, that's not even.
Sorry, what? Is that real?
Well, they're happy in a stoic way.
Germans are known for being so lighthearted.
Yeah, they got really excited. That is acceptable.
See?
I am overjoyed right now.
Yes.
Now is the time on Sprockets when we dance.
Touch my monkey.
I'm smiling on the inside.
I'm as giddy as a schoolgirl.
One of the all-time great SNL skits, for sure.
Yes.
Pet my monkey.
But it's...
No, really, pet.
It's so good.
Yes, it's very delicious.
Yeah.
And I love that there's more American breweries doing like Keller beer and Keller pills and those kinds of things. It's really nice to see... actually us having that style of beer.
Yeah.
Can't all be kettle sours and
pastry stouts
and
juice bombs.
Seltzer.
Well, and another thing, about this flight is there's been hops throughout each one of these and, and roasty and just and easy flavors, if that makes any sense. You know, it's not, nothing is getting drowned out by anything else. Everything is balanced. Everything is very well done. I mean, to me, it's almost as if like Chef Brock started brewing. You know what I mean? And like for as interesting as his food is.
Oh, she loves her some Chef Brock, let me tell you.
I'm sorry, I do. I think he's like.
Chef Sean Brock, you're the best.
you have a lock of his hair, don't you?
But even though you said, we had some of the more hop forward, this one still has a beautiful hop character and you don't really notice it till the aftertaste kind of fades. And then you've got that little bit of traditional German, a little bit of floral, earthy, little spicy thing going on in the mouth.
What would you guys pair this beer with? We should have talked about that with the other beers.
Desserts for me, I think, was like depending on the dessert, like something with like caramel, I think would probably go well with this, but. Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious to hear y'all's thoughts.
I wasn't thinking something sweet, but I'm thinking maybe something a little more savory. But
I was thinking like perhaps something like a nice Parmesan souffle, I think would be like a really nice like umami savory cheese souffle.
Oh, to kind of like the sweetness kind of cut it. Yeah.
Maybe okay. Even like a little charcuterie plate with a little German sausage on there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A little bit of that little cheese and sure. Sausage, and this would kind of cut the fattiness of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But a beautiful, beautiful beer. For this being sweet, I mean, and we're saying sweet, but it's really not
sweet.
That
it's just compared
not
to,
in the slightest.
No, it's just compared to everything else.
It's not as hot-forward
right.
As the others. Yeah,
but still, like just it. Very eloquent. Very well done.
It's amazing. Like I love seeing a small business brewery doing exactly what they want to do and excelling at it. I think that's amazing, you know, and obviously they're not a household name, but they probably should be.
Well, that's what we're doing here, right?
Well, but do they want to be though? Like
I want people to flood Hudson, New York starting tomorrow.
And bring the pain
and make them up their production by 3,000% so that they'll come to Tennessee.
Oh.
Or I just want them to start shipping beer in my house.
Okay.
Which one is
whichever?
This one?
That's
a secret.
Yeah,
that's we got to rate the other one before we can talk about the
Oh, whoops, sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. So, Miss Frank, we are going to rate a 4.
And that just shows you how hard it is to be a 5. Because these beers are, the last couple are
so,
really, really good.
So good. Okay, so good old boy Sparky, this is the bonus beer.
Okay, bonus beer.
Bonus beer.
Bonus
Thank
beer.
You. Yes. I'm
gonna get that soundtrack or sound clip too, yeah.
Yeah. This is called the Quality Pils. This is another Pilsner, 5% ABV. It's hop accented German Pilsner.
I don't hate this beer.
I don't either. When they say hop accented, do you think they're doing some dry hopping in this?
That's what I'm guessing.
I feel like there is a little.
If so, it's very subtle.
Because it reminds me more of an Italian pils than a German pils.
I get that.
That's where I was going with this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Italian pils without calling it an Italian pils. Yeah, no, this is. Another excellent execution.
Well, that's kind of a hallmark of an Italian pils, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a little more of the aroma hop, right? Like flavor,
A little more hop softness on this. You don't get the bitterness like on the German pils. You get a lot more of the aromas out of it. It's still super crisp and clean.
Yeah.
Maybe even crisper. Really crushable.
So a lot of late addition hop just to pull that aroma out.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's qualify. It's not quality.
Oh, well, I don't know. I can't spell. Or
so read. This pills qualifies as a pills.
Does it qualify does. As a great pills, though? Or at least a very good one.
I'm rather enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it because it's not as spicy as most Pilsners are. And I'm getting like an almost slight honey sweetness at the very end of it.
Yeah.
You know, like bready honey kind of thing. And it's very pleasant. I mean, it's very pleasant.
That's a good word to describe the beer. It's pleasant. It's just like a nice.
That's how people describe me.
Of course they do.
Yeah, you're right. And with that little bit of honey finish with the floral notes I'm getting from the hops, it's like a little honeysuckle.
And that's what we call Sparky, little honeysuckle.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah.
So what would you guys eat with this beer?
More of this beer.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I'd serve this beer with a side of this beer.
Yep. Mm-hmm. This is a whole afternoon of just drinking this beer.
Yep. This is a multiple pint kind of beer.
Yeah,
like large format. Above 16 ounces.
Yeah. Yes.
Das Boot.
Yeah.
Is it wrong of me to say like Neapolitan pizza with this?
No, because that's what I was thinking.
No, that's pizza. Great.
Yeah. It's a good pizza beer.
Yeah.
DOP all day long.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Now I want pizza.
I know.
Well,
it's coming.
We can make that happen.
It's coming.
All right. What are you guys
going to rate this? I'm in five territory. Yeah,
I mean,
it's five.
Holy cow, what a flight of beers.
Yeah.
We're going to rate.
This is a good, this is a good time.
Yeah, qualify so pills.
The qualify pills, F5. Wow. This is like an amazing flight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And no lactose was harmed.
Nobody got hurt either.
Yeah.
No. This
no
was,
palates were bruised.
No. No. And everyone has a smile on their face.
Yeah, it's true.
And empty glasses.
I'm glad you made this finally happen. What took you so long?
Yeah, come on,
yeah, gosh, man.
You've been holding out on us.
Nothing, what, nothing was over like 5.1%.
All of Manhattan has moved to the Hudson Valley, so they're probably going to ruin this. Yeah. Yeah, we'll never get this again.
Wonderful beers.
My fault. All right. Well, that's going to do it for another Suds segment. Good old boy, Kendall. Thank you so much for being here.
It was a pleasure as always. Wonderful beers. Really enjoyed them.
Please tell me about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Good old boy, Smarky, you sweet little honeysuckle. Thanks for being here.
Oh, shucks, you guys.
Good old boy, Sean. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for letting me belch here.
Good old boy, Dave.
Bye.
This is Good Old Gal Juliana. Keep on chuckling.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.